Blake, on a long list of games you played in for this organization, where would you rate that one as far as compete level for a club to lose its two defensemen and a goaltender?
Well, that on top of, I mean, our schedule has been ridiculous. You know, the amount of travel we've had, and this was really just an extension of a road trip. You know, we're in for one game and then we're back out. So, honestly, it's just who our team is this year. And right away from training camp, it's kind of what we've been doing. And obviously, the hockey hasn't always been pretty in the first little bit, but the last stretch of games, you know, I think we found something, and it all goes back to that compete, that work ethic. Lose two key guys on our back end, and guys just buckle down for each other. So, see connected written all over our walls, and this team's connected.
Just with the fact that Josh goes down and then Nathan goes down, and so much hockey for those four to play. I mean, what can you say about that effort?
Yeah, I mean, they did an amazing job, and honestly, it didn't look like they were grasping for air. It didn't look like they were treading water. I mean, they're still making plays and still going back for pucks hard. I think as forwards defensively, we were just trying to really, you know, be patient and stop on every puck and just try to battle every puck out for them and, you know, give them outlets so that they could make easy plays. But, you know, those guys did an amazing job. Those guys, they earned a couple beers tonight for sure.
The outside didn't move to draw the penalty, the assist, and a couple of shifts. Did you put anything special on yourself to help push through the adversity tonight?
Not really. I mean, nights like this they're bound to happen. I expect them to come more frequently than they have been. But ultimately for me, you know, I'm not going to stand here and lie and pretend like I don't want to be productive. But scored a lot of points around here without winning a lot of games, you know, in the past. So for me, it's just all about whatever it takes to get a win. And, you know, since our line's been put together, we've given them 1-5-on-5 goal together as a threesome. So we're doing our job. You know, we're doing a good job. And tonight was one of those nights where we were able to capitalize on some chances. And, you know, hopefully we can do a little bit more of that going forward.
How do you go from the pregame, so much of a different kind of emotion, to, and I would ask this win or lose, no matter what the result, but how do you go from there to wound up and fighting and competing and all that?
With the ceremony, you mean? Before, well, I mean, look at everyone's nameplate. I mean, and everyone's fighting for somebody in here. Everyone's been affected by this in some way, shape, or form. Maybe not personally, but one degree of separation, really, for everyone in the room. So, you know, you see some of the kids, you know, through the work my wife Sam and I have done, you know, with the ride inside. You know, I've had the privilege to meet a couple of the kids tonight. A couple of them are a little, you know, a lot sicker than they put on, and it changes you. You know what I mean? You know, to realize that, you know, this game is an escape for them to get away from what they're fighting through every day, and they get to enjoy a couple hours. I mean, what else can you do but just bust your ass for you know, whatever, however many shifts you're on the ice.
I know you're not a numbers guy, but 600 points with the organization, just put thought into that.
I mean, it's probably the same answer I give you every time, but it's the truth of, you know, since I got here, I've been given incredible opportunities. You know, I play a lot of minutes and I play with a lot of really good players, so, you know, I hold myself to a high standard to be productive and play a certain way every night, and I've just been real lucky to play a lot with a lot of really good players.